Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by BetterHelp.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to give kind of like a wake-up call for people in narcissistic relationships. So much of these relationships is fantasy, and not just on the part of the narcissist. People around the narcissist are often utilizing fantasy too. Sometimes it coincides with the narcissist's fantasies, and sometimes it doesn't. But either way, fantasy is usually a pretty large part of the dynamic of these relationships. The narcissist is using fantasy to pretend that they or their lives are something other than what they actually are. Reality is simply too difficult for this type of person to deal with in any way, so they don't. They pretend things are different than they really are, and they are often very, very good at that, denying things even in the face of actual proof and tangible evidence. It's a matter of survival. You bet they're good at it. People around the narcissist are often using fantasy for the same reason: survival in a situation where the reality is too difficult to deal with. Accepting the person or the situation for what they truly are will likely result in having to confront feelings they don't want to have, illusions they don't want to let go of, and actions they don't want to take. So they just don't. They rationalize, justify, excuse, or ignore these things until it's just not possible to do this anymore. And that day will come. The day will come when it's not possible to deny the reality of what the narcissist or the situation really is any longer. So if that day has not come for you yet, prepare for it, because it will, and it can be devastating. Another name for fantasy in this case is denial. When someone is faced with evidence that something is true, but they refuse to believe it or cannot see what it means, this is denial. Many people in narcissistic relationships are in deep denial about what's going on. There are definitely people who don't understand, but that's not what we're talking about. Denial is not simply not understanding. It is refusing to understand, even in the face of proof or evidence. Even if someone does not understand what a narcissist is, they still know, for example, that someone apologizing but never changing their behavior is not sorry. Or that someone who lies constantly is not honest and therefore cannot be trusted. It's important to understand that these fantasies contribute to cognitive dissonance, which is a huge factor in people feeling stuck in these relationships and unable to leave. The idea that things will someday change is extremely common in relationships with narcissists, as is the idea that somehow the people around the narcissist are going to be able to manage or control the narcissist and therefore change or fix them. Both of these things are fantasies. It's not possible to fix or change other people. They have to fix or change themselves if they have the capability to do so, and some people do not. People sometimes don't want to hear that or to believe it, but it's the reality. Some people do not have the ability to do the work. They just don't. The truth is, reality is not always gentle with us. As unpleasant as it can be, we usually do not have the luxury of avoiding or denying it for very long. Reality has a way of coming through, whether we're ready for it or not, and learning to accept it as it is leads to less pain and stress in the end. When things are accepted as they are, it can hurt, but the pain only has to be faced one time. If we keep trying to deny or avoid the reality of a situation, we will be forced to face these things over and over again every time denial breaks down and reality reasserts itself. This is actually more painful in the end, not less, and it takes longer. There are many unpleasant truths that need to be faced about narcissistic relationships, and the sooner they are accepted, the faster people can begin to heal. One of the biggest things that needs to be faced by so many people is that your love is not going to heal this person, and it's not going to change the situation. There is often a powerful and pervasive fantasy for many people that one day the narcissist will see, their eyes will be open about how much has been given to them or sacrificed for them, and this will emotionally move them so much on such a deep level that they are going to change their behavior forever after. This is a favorite plot for media and movies, and narcissists may even claim that it's the truth, but it's not reality. People who cannot recognize love generally don't just suddenly figure that out. People who can understand love and respect are generally not abusers in the first place. Narcissists often claim that others are responsible for them and their behavior, so your love can change me and heal me and fix me is just another example of that. The idea that special love or repeated sacrifice and self-betrayal is going to one day touch this person so much that a lifetime of behavior and conditioning and thought processes and mindsets and justifications will simply change is just not realistic. It's not because you're not enough. It's not because your love is not enough. It's because their problems have nothing to do with you. You're probably not the only person who has ever tried to do this for them, regardless of what they say. It hasn't worked, and it won't work because it can't work. You are not the exception, no matter what anybody says. It is only our egos that make us think we can be the exception, and this is ego involved, because it's one thing to want to help somebody. To believe you are the solution to their problems is something else. Another thing that really needs to be understood is that this is not going to change. Narcissistic relationships do not evolve or grow. They run through cycles, and that's it. It can take a few years to be able to see the difference, and until someone can see the whole thing, they may believe they are seeing legitimate change. However, if someone is pathologically narcissistic, this is very unlikely. They may do okay for a while in some different areas of their lives or with a relationship, but then they slide back into irresponsible, abusive, or more low-functioning types of behavior over and over and over. This can go on for years, even decades, with no true evolution or maturity happening at all. It's just the cycle. Just like the pattern of the relationship goes in a cycle, oftentimes the functioning of narcissists does too. It can be very difficult for people to understand that there can be a situation where someone just does not grow or change or learn, but these situations definitely do exist, and relationships that involve narcissists are often exactly these kinds of situations. As hard as it is to understand, there usually comes a point where it just cannot be denied. For example, when it's been 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, and this person still has not matured very much at all. They've not grown, they've not changed, they're still doing the same things, saying the same things, giving the same excuses, making the same mistakes over and over and over. In order to deal with the reality of these relationships, this must be understood because they don't change. Many times people attempt to deal with and survive this reality by believing that it'll be better in the future when some condition is met or some hurdle is jumped, and this is supported completely by narcissists. That's what future faking is. The truth is, this is how it is and how it will likely always be, regardless of what happens, because you're dealing with a personality that has been arrested at a certain level of maturity and a certain level of functioning that is now stuck in a loop. This is extremely hard to change. It may even be impossible, but it doesn't have to be your life. You're actually standing in the future that you were hoping for, that you were promised 3 months ago or 5 years ago or 1 year ago. Does it look like you thought it would? Does it look like you were hoping it would or like you believed it would? It also needs to be understood that this person does not think like you or understand how you feel, and they don't care. This is not something you can explain to them or make them understand. If you're dealing with a pathologically narcissistic person, you're dealing with significant and severe dysfunction. And some have such significant severe dysfunction that they qualify as clinically disordered. This is not something a person can just stop doing or just stop having. It doesn't excuse their behavior or their choices in any way because they know right from wrong. Even if they don't understand why something is considered wrong, they know that it's wrong. However, it does tell us that this is more than just a case of someone choosing harmful, inconsiderate, or inappropriate behavior. The people we are referring to when we use the word narcissist have a pathological personality, which means they have pathological thought processes, mindsets, behaviors, pathological emotional dysregulation. They generally lack empathy, lack impulse control, lack self-worth, and the ability to create or regulate self-worth. They have difficulty with object permanency, object constancy, whole object relations. There's usually a severe identity disturbance. This is a multifaceted problem that affects every part of their lives, whether you can see the effect or not. As hard as it is for you to try to understand what the mindset of a person like this might be like, that's the same difficulty they would have trying to understand where you're coming from, how you feel, what you're thinking. And that's if they bothered, which they probably wouldn't. It's not about not caring, because this is beyond not caring. It's not even on their radar, because nothing is on their radar but themselves. There's no room in their focus or in their lives for anyone else but them. What you think, what you want, what you like, what you care about, who you are as a person, none of this information even occurs to them as a thing, as existing. And if it's pointed out, none of it matters except for how it applies to or benefits them. They can't see it any other way. They have no real understanding either that this is different from how anybody else operates, and they don't care because it doesn't matter. This is how they operate. They've likely never questioned or even considered it at all. Even if they did, it wouldn't change anything. You can't force someone to have feelings they don't have or stop seeing other people as objects. This is just how it is. You could maybe force someone to act like they have feelings they don't have, but an act is all it's ever going to be. It needs to be accepted as well that narcissists are dangerous, even if they do not have or do not appear to have consciously malicious motives. Dealing with narcissists is so damaging, even when people understand what's happening and are actively guarding against it. Even if there's no physical abuse or violence at all, even if there's no overt or purposeful mistreatment that you can recognize, dealing with someone who is relentlessly trying to force you to live in a reality that does not match your own is extremely harmful. Over time, it will affect you, sometimes very significantly. It will change your behavior. It will change your thoughts and thought processes. It will change your beliefs and mindsets. It will affect your faith in things. It will exhaust you. It will drag you down. It will cause health problems. People need to let go of the idea that they can become strong enough or educated enough or healthy enough to withstand or manage these relationships. Besides the reality that healthy people generally don't intentionally pursue relationships where they're continually neglected, mistreated, used, or devalued, no matter how healthy or strong you become, the narcissist remains the same. They do not change. In addition to these things, it's important to understand that you're dealing with a person who cannot bond with other people, cannot trust other people, and is pathologically insecure. Now, this is not the kind of insecurity people are talking about when they mean that somebody has low self-esteem, although that is also definitely a problem with narcissists too. This is insecurity on a fundamental level where somebody doesn't feel safe. They cannot bond or connect to other people, so they never get to know them, and they can't trust them no matter how long it's been. Those of you who have been in relationships with narcissists for years know that this is true. No matter what happens or what you do, they do not feel safe enough to trust you ever, even in basic ways. It often comes out as anger, accusation, avoidance, distance, contempt, and is generally framed in a way that makes it look like you're doing something wrong to make you untrustworthy, but this is the reality behind it. After all the years, all the pain and the abuse, after all the manipulation, after all the lies, after all of the horrible things, you will likely still have more basic trust in the narcissist as a human being than they have ever had in you. Ever. Think about that. Even the basic trust required to physically exist in the world with other people, they do not have in anybody, including themselves. The world is a battleground to them, an inherently unsafe place where everyone is not just not an ally, but an enemy, a potential life-threatening attacker. You cannot ever love someone like this enough to prove that you are safe enough for them to trust you. It can't happen because they don't know what safety is. They live in a world where there is no such thing and there never has been. Some narcissists may become super aggressive, dominant, and even violent in order to deal with that reality. Others may become helpless, vulnerable, and lost, and even still others may become ultra-controlled and flat emotionally with very little reaction to anything, but all of these are ways of dealing with the same fundamental problem. They believe the world is inherently unsafe, which influences their orientation to it and their interactions with it enormously. Whether it's a parent or an adult child or a friend or a partner, it's always the same. There is no future with these relationships. There's no trust or partnership with these relationships. There's no history, no equity built. There's no good faith with these relationships, no benefit of the doubt. There's no change, no evolution. You cannot communicate with this person. You're not going to be able to communicate with this person. You will not be heard. You will not matter. You will not be able to fix that. The narcissist is not going to wake up one day and realize they've been wrong for their entire lives. You are not going to be the exception that ends up happily ever after. The idea that the outcome will be different for us because we are different or our relationship is different is an ego story that really needs to be released, because not only is it harmful, it's false. Sometimes we need to believe it so that we can survive and so that we can hold on to the hope that we're still going to get what we want in the end, that this is not all for nothing. It's not worth your health. The reality is, if any of this information resonates with you, then your relationship is obviously not different, and neither is the narcissist you're dealing with. Neither are you. The most important thing to accept and understand is that if you care about yourself, in all likelihood, you are eventually going to have to walk away from this relationship. It's not possible to love yourself and continually choose to be in a situation where you're being mistreated or devalued. Eventually, there will be a conflict that cannot be resolved in any other way. Eventually, the narcissist will do something that literally forces you to choose between your well-being and the relationship. It may not have happened yet, but it will. There comes a point where most people become simply too disgusted, too exhausted, and too aware of the reality of what's happening to do it anymore. There will come a point where you simply cannot convince yourself that you or that things or that the relationship are okay anymore. That is when the wake-up call becomes too loud to ignore. That's when it becomes too loud to mistake it for anything else. If you are hearing it now, remember, where you're going may be uncertain, but it's still better than where you've been. I hope that clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via Messenger, via email, through Messenger, and through Skype worldwide. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book and Appointment tab to do that. I teach workshops, seminars, and clinics throughout the year, so if you're interested in seeing what we're running right now, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast, brought to you by betterhelp.com and littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you. Have a beautiful day.